Getting Down and Dirty. It's episode 468 with plugins for discussions, moving your stuff, and sponsors. And of course, classic press options all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. We just lost everything. Do that again. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and I have the usual great show for you today, but right off the top, great appreciation for the No Agenda show and their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound.
Squirrel!
This is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back. You can do that first off by subscribing to the newsletter. Get out there, hit people in the mouth, and tell them about WP Plugins A to Z, or you can catch it live every Thursday at noon on my YouTube channel. And that's noon Pacific Daylight Time, so that varies across the globe, whatever your time zone is, of course. Okay, first off here, well, we are now 27 weeks into 2020 and 16 weeks of the Rona. The surge has re-arrived and it's going to get you. Duck, run for cover. This is episode 27 of 52 episodes for 2020. It's episode 468 and we are now past the halfway mark of the year and on a downward slide to the end of this very interesting year. After lots of reflections, mostly at my oasis that I built at the Rogues Tavern, go check that out, roguestavern.com, I have realized that you can let this year get to you or you can grab all the great opportunities that are being tossed about right now. I choose to grab the opportunities. While the Rona, riots, protests, and more are not going to go away anytime soon, unfortunately, there are still ways we can make our own little part of the world a little better place to be. And well, if everyone did that, life would begin to change back to what it was. You can help fix this yourself by starting in your own little corner of the world and fix what you can there, and then start inspiring others around you to do the same. We worry way too much about the things we cannot control. We accept being told to do things that may not be in our best interest. Well, stop that, man. Just quit that crap and work in your own best interest. And at the same time, respect others. The rewards will follow. These are indeed strange times to be alive, and I'm doing what I can to prepare my kids, grandkids for this world we currently live in and where it is headed. Things you can do to help yourself start out by taking a big, relaxing breath. Everyone all at once, inhale, relax, take a big breath. Then go buy, and this is not in any particular order, but go buy yourself a gun, learn to hunt, build a garden, stock your house, realize things are not nearly as bad as the news says they are. You can also save your sanity and your amygdala. Find out why you're not going to die. Go listen to the No Agenda show. They have a lot of great stuff for you. And I do have... What's up?
Watch it, burn it, leave it, stuff on that.
iPhone, schmiphone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
We do have tech news. And yes, every phone should be made out of Bakelite and have a dial, a rotary dial on it. Get off the grid if you can. Okay, so what do I got in tech news? A little bit this week here. Not a whole heck of a lot. It's been an off week a bit. But there are a couple of interesting pieces that I thought should bring forward. One of them is that they're going to be putting block patterns into WordPress 5.5 when it ships. And what the block patterns are, for those of you that have opted to start using Gutenberg, block patterns are a pre-configured blocks and setups for pages that you click a button and it all just appears to make it nice and quick and easy. It's like some of the stuff that's done in some of the fancier themes in years past. where you pushed a button, it imported all the data, and you had that magnificent setup for the front page, which is what sold you on the theme, because it was taking you hours and hours to figure out how to set it up. Well, this is the same thing. So they're trying to figure out what block patterns are going to be there. It's an interesting article. Your interest in Gutenberg, I would suggest you go read up on this and find out what's coming, because these things are coming, and, you know, much to my chagrin, I have to suck it up and accept, okay, Gutenberg's not going away. No matter how much we whine like babies, they still crammed it down our throat and says it's good for us. I don't think it's good for us, but it is what it is. We have it and it's here. So got to adapt and move forward, either that or move on. One of those things. Who knows? I may just move on. Okay, this next article here is one that most people should have a good look at. It's about the ADA, Disabilities Association, American Disabilities Associations Act. And this probably applies more to Americans than other people on the globe, but if your website's hosted at a server in the States, this could apply to you because your website's there. If you have clients in the States, this could apply to you. The ADA Act and what they're doing around website accessibility, some suggestions on things, some more resources, and why you should try to build your website and make it accessible. And that's to make it disability accessible for those with disabilities, such as blindness and other things like that. It's an interesting article, got some interesting information and tidbits on it. I do my best to build an accessible website when I'm building out websites. I may not always get there because it takes a lot of time and money to build them out like that, and not everybody wants to do it. The biggest fear is being sued, and they usually don't go after small places because there's no money in it. So they go after major companies and organizations and stuff when they're suing. But those things do trickle down and impact you in multiple ways. This next one up here is goodbye managewp.org. Now, this one sort of got me at first. I was sort of fooled a little bit by it when I first saw it, mainly because managewp.org I thought was the same as ManageWP, and I forgot the guys who created ManageWP sold it to GoDaddy. So ManageWP is not going anywhere. ManageWP.org was something they agreed to when they sold the other one, which was a news website. Well, they've gotten rid of the news website and they're creating a new one. So it's an interesting article, an interesting little bit about a new old news site with a new name and a new branding, basically, and a new way of doing things for WordPress news. So you can go check this article out. It's a little bit of good information. Initially, it fooled me. I thought, ManageWP just went to tank, and then I found out different. And I'm like, oops, okay, my bad. You know, it's one of those things. Don't jump to conclusions. You never know where they lead you. You might end up not in a mud puddle, but over a cliff. And now this final one is something that is good for those of you who like to bulk upload your plugins and themes, or the biggest one is this here. What it is after 11 years, WordPress will be able to update themes and plugins via a zip file. Now, initially you think, what do you mean upload via zip file? Well, that's what you do when you install a plugin, right? You upload a zip file. If it's a premium plugin or something, you upload the zip file in there. Well, the problem comes is there's some of them that don't upload automatically once you get them uploaded. I still get premium plugins that don't upload automatically, and I have to manually FTP all the files up and overwrite the old one. Well, what they're doing here, coming into the core of WordPress, is a setting which is taken care of by a plugin if you want to use a plugin, but allows you to take that new zip file, upload that zip file, tell it to update the plugin, and it'll update it from that zip file you just uploaded. That's basically what it boils down to. So this is a good, useful feature. At first, I was, again, just like the last one, I kind of went, what? You always use zip plugin files. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's not how it works. So that's what this one is all about. And that's really all I've got for news this week. Been a quiet week for me searching for news. I've been getting work done and been getting other things in order, changing a whole lot of things that are coming up. And this is the point here where I do like to talk about the support from you, the listeners out there. This show, as I said at the beginning, is a value for value show. It doesn't work without you, the producers, to support the show by providing some sort of value that helps the show out. Now, of course, the best way you can provide that value?
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send cash. I can do with that. All right. And there's lots of other ways that they can be done, but I do like to start off by acknowledging the artist who provides the artwork. And this week here, it is provided by Angel Lemieux over at Koa Digital. And if you're looking on the stream, you can see this up live. And it's an awesome dune buggy in mud. So it's a mud buggy is basically what it is. It's an off-road vehicle going through the mud. Very cool image. I rather enjoyed it. Go check it out. You'll see it when the show gets published, but you can see it live right now. And of course, if you want to contribute artwork, you can do that by going to the WP Plugins Art Generator at wppluginsaz.com/art. And the executive producers, this is where I like to acknowledge those that help produce the show by providing cash. And anyone that comes in $50 or over gets a show note read out. Any links they provide get put in here also. Well, I got none of those this week, unfortunately, but I do want to thank those that come below $50. You know who you are, so thank you very much. It's much appreciated. And there is still, if you're into Patreon, you can go join the Patreon, which, excuse me, sometime soon we're going to actually start be using again. We're slowly getting that one worked out and figuring out how to make it usable. So a big thank you to everyone out there. The small subscriptions do help a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit, and every little bit does help. And a big thank you to those who hire me because of listening to the show or use my web hosting services. So thank you very much. That's as good as supporting the show. So how can you help the show? Again, donating money, submitting artwork, submit news, articles, information, submit plugin suggestions. I will take your plugin suggestions. You don't even have to be the plugin author. Maybe you have a favorite plugin and you just think I should share it with the world. Send it to me. I'll get it in the show eventually. Again, go create a donation at Patreon. Hey, so enough with the fun stuff. Let's dig into the meat and potatoes of the show. WordPress. That's the wrong button. Okay, here we go. Off to the meat and potatoes. All right, first off, classic press options. I do have some classic press options, thanks to my marketing manager who provided me with some because I have been too off to go hunt for some. Now, these are some classic press plugins. I have yet to test them, but they look good. They're going in unrated, but it is something to go check out. And they all come from ZigPress, and ZigPress has produced a few plugins. They've got one out called Recent Tweets. This is a plugin that allows to fetches tweets from an account and displays them in a widget on your WordPress website. So it's basically a Twitter widget. So nice plugin for that if you want to get your Twitter stuff into your website, into your Classic Press website. The next one up here is the Classic Press free roundup for May 2020. So this is a roundup of plugins for Classic Press from 2020. So there's a few plugins in this list. So this is more of an article than it is a plugin itself. So you might want to check out this link, go read this article to find out what it is. The next one from ZigPress is called ZP Multiple Roles. This is a plugin to allow you allows the administration to allocate multiple roles to users. The capabilities of a user with more than one role, they'll have a combination of all the capabilities of the roles that you give them. So I guess they could be an administrator. Well, administrator is everything at once. So I guess you could make them a subscriber and maybe one role has access to only do one other thing on your site and you can give them that role. And now they have their subscriber and that one other role. So yeah, there's lots of ways this could be used. So this is designed for your Classic Press website. And you'll want to go check this out. Go check out this article and other things to see what ZigPress has on the offering for people. And of course, we have the usual Classic Press news and resources from the Classic Press Club, the Classic Press Forum, CodePotent's plugin directory, and more. All those links are in the show notes. So go check them out, folks. Okay, so what do we got for WordPress plugins? And this week in WordPress plugins, I do have a few. The first one up here, this one was sent in to me by Igor Benick, And Igor is the one that's from the Simple Giveaways plugin. And this is another one he calls Simple Sponsorships. And this looks like an interesting plugin. I haven't had a chance yet to test it, but it does look pretty good. And if the quality matches his Simple Giveaways plugin, this will be well worth checking out. So what it does for you is it allows you to set up a simple sponsorship on your site. Set up sponsorship packages, multiple levels, assign those packages to content, different content on your site. And when people register by the sponsorship, their name gets attached to that particular content, their name, their logo, all the little bits and pieces to show they're sponsoring that content. So this is a very useful tool. It's one I'm gonna look to see how it can be incorporated into WP plugins so that people could sponsor a show or a page or a post. You know, if I ever get back to writing again, I used to write tons of articles. You can go back in my history and you'll see all these articles I used to write. I just haven't had the energy or drive to deal with that stuff these last couple of years. But this is something that could be useful. So go check it out. Currently, at its simple state, this is a premium plugin. It has a premium version of the plugin. I give this one a 4 Dragon rating. Wait until I get a good checkout of the premium plugin. I'll come revisit this and give it a proper rating at that time. Okay, next up, this is a plugin I may or may not have covered in a past show a year or two ago, but it's also come back to my attention as I've had to reuse it again for another client's website, and that is the client now wants a forum on their website, and one that works very well, very easily, creates great categories, has a lot of good customizations in it. This is called the Oscaros Forum, and this forum is lightweight, sets up very well, great categories. It's not too hard if you dig into the CSS to get in there and customize it up to make it do things that it might not be supposed to do, but I've made it do some really interesting stuff when I used it before because I'm familiar with it and it is a great forum that works well. I'm going to be using it again. And of course, it is a free plugin. And of course, it gets a full 5 Dragon rating. Okay, the next one I've got here for you. This one was sent in to me by Angel Lemieux, and it's called Migrate Guru, Migrate and Clone WordPress Free. And what Angel had to say about it, it's like Migrate Guru is the fastest way to migrate WordPress sites. It simplifies difficult WordPress migrations from one hosting company to another. It automatically rewrites URLs, bypasses import-export scripts, and handles serialized data. And it also can clone WordPress sites without any manual work add-ons or additional tools. He didn't give it a rating, but judging by this, I'd say he rated it at a 5 Dragon rating. So it does look like an interesting plugin to check out. If you're looking to migrate or clone a WordPress website, I would test it on a clone, go put it on somewhere else, see how it works. Not one I'd heard about or ever used, so I don't know anything about this one. But it was sent in, I take the word for it, and I run with it. Okay, this show currently brought to you by Save Time and Money Managing Multiple WordPress Websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site. By placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard, CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content, Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time. Absolutely. Great program. Check it out. Please use the link wppluginsaz.com/cmscommander, as this is an affiliate ad and it's not an actual them paying me money ad. So any affiliate commissions I can make off that would be gratefully accepted. So thank you very much. Okay, now I do have a special treat for you this week. I do have a speak pipe that was given out to me, so I'm just going to let it play from Christian and let it speak for itself, and I'll comment after.
Hey, John, how you doing? My name is Christian Petrosky. I love this. This is. I wish we had more of this on more sites so you could leave a voice message. This is great. I'm big in the voice space, too. We just started a company called Shoutworks that is a WordPress plugin that allows you to publish an Alexa skill from your WordPress site in one click. And I'd love to see, how we might get featured on the podcast somehow. We've got our weekly newsletter that goes out to around 100,000 WordPress site owners. So we'd love to, feature you in exchange for a feature as well. You know, as a startup, we're trying to just build some buzz and do what we can, but of course we want to help you out as well. So so you can reach me at or just go to shoutworks.com and if you use a little bubble there to chat, I'll most likely be the one to pick it up as well. But looking forward to talking with you. Love the podcast. Thanks a lot. Have a great one. Bye.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Christian. So basically, you send me an ad, I'll play it, because that's basically what that was. But he did offer some and not a fair exchange. How's that? Since I can't get that word out of my mouth. So at any rate, I'm going to stick my marketing manager on that because that's her job, not mine. And I do have his email. If you notice the chunk in the center that was cut out, I didn't want to, broadcast his email out, so I cut that part out of it. But the rest of it, exactly the same. So you use the speak pipe, send me an ad. Hey, I'll play it. Why not? I don't mind at all. You might get something out of it, and maybe you'll feel guilty and give me something back. So at any rate, we'll reach out to him and go check out Shoutworks. It does sound kind of interesting. And that's all I've got for feedback this week. So feel free, send me emails, send me speak pipes, anything. I get it in here, good, bad, the ugly. Let me know how I'm doing. I'd really appreciate that. I used to get lots of feedback, but I get minimal amounts now. Okay. Finally, we come down to contests. Well, I don't have a contest yet. I do need to finish talking to a couple of people and get them wrapped up and get the information set in a proper place so that when the contest is over, I haven't lost it. So they will be coming. We will have them back on a regular and consistent basis once again. We have these spells. If you've been listening for any length of time, I have these spells where I have no contest for a while, mainly because my life is just a little too busy for it. So at any rate, that's all I've got. Closing out this episode, the plugins that were covered are the Simple Sponsorships, which I gave a 4 to, the Asgatos Forum, which I gave a 5 to, and the Migrate Guru, Migrate and Clone WordPress Free, which I gave a 5 to. And of course, I've got a couple of quick reminders here. Now, this is a little bit of a notification for folks out there. I'll still be taking people to join on the show occasionally, but starting next week there's going to be a new co-host, and I'm not going to give you any information about it this week. You're just going to have to tune in to next week's episode to find out who the new co-host is and if that co-host will fit the criteria for the show. So I can tell you this much about the co-host is a virgin, so we'll leave it at that. All right. Going to be a fun time on the next show. Okay, the meetup, of course, in July was a great, or not July, but in June was a good success. I canceled the one for July. I'm still looking to see if I can do one on a weekend in August. I will have more information as I get that one worked out. You want to know more about it, go to wppluginsaz.com/meetup, where it will be posted, because it will not be at meetup.com. We won't be using that forum any longer. Okay, would you like, and again, I said, if you want to be, and if you would like to be interviewed for a show, please reach out to me, wppluginsaz.com/interview. And I do actually have to do an interview with a developer later today. And so I'll have a new interview coming next week. And if you want to find out a little bit more about me and my crazy, go check out theroguestavern.com, where you can see everything that I do away from the computer screen. That's pretty much all I've got. So I'm going to let my girl take us on out of here. Oh, wait a sec. We got tequila. We need to do that because stepping on her when she's, you know, giving us the exit, she gets upset at me for some reason. Actually, she listens to this show, and I don't understand why. But down the hatch. Ah, oh, wow, that's good tequila. I think I need to invest in some 1800 or something, some really high quality. At any rate, I'm going to let my girl take us on out of here. And if you'd like to leave any comments, please do. And we'll out we go.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsaz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsaz. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.